I am
so good to go.
Getting good.
We're good to go. We are going to call the meeting of the
whoever we are.
Wednesday, March the 9th.
Cutting the Wi-Fi.
Turn your cell phones off because it's just a great thing to do.
All right,
first I would like to give a motion for approval of the agenda for the March 9th, 2011 meeting, the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
The revised version?
It should be the revised.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, second by Mrs. Rouse. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
If you really wanted to discuss, you can have to discuss fast. Approval of minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, February 9th, 2011. I did make a few minor cosmetic changes, but nothing major. Anything else? First, can I get a motion, please? Mm-hmm. Moved by Mrs. Springer. And second? Mr. Bittner. Any discussion on that, just with any other changes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Communications from the audience? None. All right. Appreciate the fact that you would walk up and I'd walk right past it. Unfinished business? I have none. Let's go down to new business. Academic Achievement, Department of Education 4-Star Award Announcement.
Yes, yesterday we were notified that all of our schools received the 4-star award from the Department of Education. As I go through the list, and there's actually 202 on the list, I think there's a report out saying there's 188, but there's actually 202. Alan counted them, which I appreciate. We
dealing in facts again, right?
Yes, we're dealing in facts.
You're getting trouble.
I know. Looks like that we're the only school district in the state of Indiana where all schools met the 4-star award status. And so I commend everyone in our school district. That's an awesome job. And especially congratulations to Kim and Cumberland, because I know they've been working hard towards that. And so we appreciate the work that all of our schools have done, all of our administrators, our staff, and our students. And again, a community effort. And so I'm just very pleased. And you have the award information there, and a couple weeks there will be certificates that have been that will be presented to the school districts or the schools that have received the Department of Ed 4-star award, and I have invited some dignitaries from the DOE to possibly join us. And since we are the only school district in the state of Indiana that had all schools meet that get that award.
Outstanding. Thank you. Great accomplishment. We'll move on to item 2, academic achievement, student technology instructional commons update.
Yes, so I just wanted to give you a brief update. We are moving forward with trying to capture the data for the information and getting ready to put the bids out. We also had West Side Story, which was a wonderful event. And out of that, well, there was quite a lot of money raised, but for the specific project, around $7,500, so we're nearing $100,000 that we have received on that. In the coming weeks, the Education Foundation reps and the school board reps will sit down and start working on developing those parameters. And I think in your packet was found just the first draft of a brochure that we're going to be working on. It's got some typos in it, we know, and some things we want to fix, but I just wanted to kind of give you the concept. And since then, we've updated it a little bit and made it easier to read and fix some of the typos that you may have found. And so that'll be an ongoing discussion between the reps of the foundation and the board. But if you have any suggestions for us with regards to that, let us know.
Okay. All right, we'll go on to item 3, academic achievement, early childhood data. yours, Dr. Killian.
I've asked Mrs. Bowers to start helping me gather some data with regards to possibility of the need for an early childhood program in our area, because I do think the data is very important. Several of you have mentioned that. And with Kim working so closely with the kindergarten and early childhood folks, we're going to try to gather data to find out what would be the interest within our community for early childhood, and how many spots that we might be willing to see if we were to open up an early childhood center, what kind of interest will we have, and what kind of money could that possibly generate? Because I do think that that could be a revenue-generating possibility, but I want to make sure we have good data to look at and have discussions about. So I'd say in the next month or so, we'll start bringing that information to you if we can collect all of that. Kim, any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I've started already a bit and working with a current preschool teacher. We know that we haven't even advertised for typical peers, which is a situation now where the students that just want a normal preschool experience can be a part of the preschool, and we've more than doubled the number of preschool typical peers with just word of mouth, and we have a waiting list from last year, and we have a waiting list already this year for next year for the preschool, for being a typical peer in the current program that we're housing as a shared opportunity to draw class. So I'm anxious to see the data. I don't know for sure if we'll use SurveyMonkey or do something with Wabash Valley Education Center to get some data from our parents, but we'll do one or the other and get that information to you.
Thank you, Kim.
And if there are pieces of data, we'll have ongoing discussions, but if there's specific things that you're interested in knowing as we go through this, it'd be very helpful to know that in front of getting all of that data.
Sounds good. Let the minutes reflect that that'll be the first time the word Survey Monkey have ever been.
Is that professional?
That's good.
Survey Gorilla. Huh?
Yeah.
academic achievement to common school fund application.
The Department of Ed released another round of Common School Fund applications, and that was due March 4th. And so I spoke with Alan and Dottie with the possibility of going ahead and getting our application in, and then me formally bringing the application to you so that I didn't miss the deadline. And again, it was at the pleasure of the board, if the board is agreement to see how the process goes, that would be great. And if you are uncomfortable with it, we can always rescind it. But the thought of this Common School Fund application would be getting the technology in place to make sure all of our buildings are wireless. So wireless access points throughout all three schools. And then begin the process of testing with the purchase of some iPads or other devices, as we're going to have some demonstrations of in the next couple of months. The process of testing online mediums, such as digital textbooks, such as working on paperless evaluation instruments so that the administration can go in and do evaluations paperless, work towards paperless meetings with the administration and staff. And so if we get the backbone in place and we test some things, then I think the next step would be then to start having some conversations with our Corporation Technology Committee and with our staff to look at the possibility, maybe piloting some wireless technology capabilities within our classrooms. And so that's the purpose of this, to get the backbone in place and do some testing, and then if that all happens, then we can move to the next step in that conversation. So with your permission, I'm asking that you formally accept the submission of the application, and then based upon that, I can give you a little bit more information.
Okay. Motion, please.
Move acceptance.
Move by
second.
Mr. Morris, second by Mrs. Sauter. Discussion, please.
I think Brian and I had the same one. Outstanding principal amount of all obligations for the school, $27,323,689. Is that all the bonds?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I had a question regarding, well, on page 2, the number of wireless access points at each school. Do you think Cumberland is sufficient with just a pod?
I asked our technology specialists if they could give me some indications of what we would need at each building based upon square footage, and those were the access point numbers that they gave me. So I just utilized that, and maybe Zach can address that a little further. But it seemed to me, based upon square footage, and especially Cumberland being a single floor, one floor building, that was useful for, especially at that grade level.
Right, and both Happy Hollow and Cumberland have some wireless infrastructure already in place. So to fill in those gaps to meet Dr. Killian's recommendation there to have ample coverage, that's just to fill in a few dark spots over at Cumberland. Where right now at the junior senior high, we really do not have any wireless access that's open, besides for some specific usages in the conference area and at the cafeteria.
Any additional questions or discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries.
And I'm happy to report I got an email today saying that our application looks really good, and they plan to move forward with making the recommendation that we receive the funding. That was pretty quick. I wasn't going to tell you that.
It's kind of like a field trip. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just hated to miss the deadline.
Wow, nice.
And we just didn't have a board meeting during the proper timing. And, you know, I just felt it was, I hate seeing opportunities missed like that. So.
No, and I appreciate the fact that you came to us quickly. And good way to do it. NSBA presentation, continued discussion, Dr. Killian.
At your place should be a revised presentation, and we put some things in it based upon our last conversation. You should see an assessment, 5 slides with a pre-assessment, post-assessment, and I thought we could use the clicker technology to make that happen. And then a couple other things I tried to change was the making sure that it was more of a referendum campaign as opposed to a political look type of campaign. So hopefully those things were taken out and more focused on a referendum campaign approach. And then at the end, I put some slides in with regards to bringing that emotion that we want with the videos, and we'll have our video presentations or commercials that will air at the end of that. And so that's the evolution of that so far. And so I wanted to get more input, and I have to send this to the NSBA by the 21st of March.
Are we going to take along handouts for everybody, of course?
They'll have it. So we send that 21st of March, right. And then they'll reproduce it and have it available there.
The thank you booklets that we had, I think it would be nice to take some of those along also, because that kind of puts a cap on it.
Sure.
Finalize
that. Yeah, I've got a stack of those we can definitely do.
So we don't have to make our own and take them?
All I have to do is electronically submit our submission, and then they'll print it out and have it available for our guests. And then my next thought is, once we finalize the presentation, then our next step will be for those of us that are going, we'll break it out to who's going to cover what and how we're going to cover it. We have 75 minutes, I think. 75. I thought it was 90. 75 minutes.
That's good. It's a lot. We'll have to pass out the cookies.
Yeah.
And drinks.
For us to do the presentation. So what I thought is, you know, we break it out into elements that everyone's comfortable speaking about, and there may be some things that we want to speak about that aren't on the slide, such as our experiences in canvassing, our experiences with calling on the phone, but I tried to make sure that I focused on how we collected the data and how the data helped us make the decisions and the message that we created.
The one thing that I had voiced before, are people going to be able to read this when it's up on the screen?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a big screen.
Well,
you know, that's going to be the key. That's why we're going in a day early.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure that, one, that we've got the right tools to do it, and two, I want to make sure the clickers work.
Yeah.
I don't want to get like the Education Foundation when the clickers aren't working.
Something up there and it's not, you can't see it.
I would suggest a couple things. One, I think it's important that it does have the political campaign shield, because it's exactly what it was. But that, I think we'll stress that. And the other thing is that I think that the group of us that are going, if we can find the time to maybe meet before we leave town, which you
might say,
and go over it.
We'll have some practice sessions. That
when do you mail us, Rocky?
21st. So it has to be emailed to them by the 21st in order to have them to do the handouts. And I want them to do it. I don't want to print.
Exactly.
No, let them do it. But
even though I brought my luggage for that purpose.
Any details on the venue? You know, as far as the size of the projection screen, how many seats, how big the room is?
No, but I can get that.
Yeah.
Because that would be my only suggestion would be, depending on what type of projection they're having, like this one, the slide with where it's the picture from this one at the end with Diane's beautiful picture with, it's a screenshot from the Journal and Courier website or whatever. Depending on what kind of projection you have, they may not be able to read that. You may want to put your results in some sort of a chart. If you really have some points to be made with that.
Well, the point,
I like that. That's nice, yeah. But you might want to have a summary of
the point of that was just to say that we had news coverage.
Right.
And I could actually print out the actual article and make it a part of the handouts if they wanted to read the article as resources.
I mean, do you say in here the percentage voting for and against and how well we did passing?
I say a 2-to-1 margin somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Nice job.
But it's still a work in progress. This draft.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have to have it in by the 21st. So whatever you have suggestions of, I said it last time, I'll say it again. If you've got anything that needs to be fixed, refined, and, you know, changed, I need to know.
Thank you.
I think it would behoove us all just, but again, we got to hit that deadline clearly.
Yeah.
And I'll bring this back. It'll already be submitted, but at our March 23rd work session, I'll bring this back, and maybe at that point we can talk about how to divvy this thing up a little bit so we can get a better feel for it.
Okay. All right, going to electronic submission of dockets.
It's been recommended, and I wanted to bring it to the board for discussion and see if you are interested in pursuing it, because it will save a lot of money, meaning that we are trying to move into as much as we can electronic submissions. The suggestion of having our docket electronically submitted to you all, as opposed to printing out all the pages, and then that would just be available to you electronically that you could look at, and then if you needed to print out a page or two that you wanted to bring with you, or if you want to print all of it out, that would be at your discretion, but it would save us a lot of paper, especially on the thick docket months. So it's just a thought, and I thought it was a good suggestion that to bring forward to see what you all thought.
Will the kids still have
A docket, though? I mean, a book?
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, what I'm saying. Oh, I'm sorry. I was busy thinking about the docket.
Claims.
The claim.
I call it the docket, the claim.
Okay.
All the white names.
I was just not getting that one.
Terminology.
So, did you want a motion?
Well, I'm asking to see if you're comfortable with them. If you are, you know, that would be great.
I'd move to approve that. I think that's an excellent...
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
By Mrs. Roush. Discussion. We have one discussion, but other. I think my only issue would be is to make sure the format has been difficult to read, and just make sure you can read it well on a computer screen, and that would be my...
Move on your big screen computer.
That'd be helpful.
I did have to rotate it when I looked at it, but it was easy, but it was a step.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Okay, any additional discussion?
No.
All in favor, please say aye. Opposed, hearing none, the motion carries.
And I'd like to thank Karen for that wonderful...
School board resolution, E1. And it really starts with me. We have had spent a fair amount of time looking at this and revising some original suggestions. First, I guess I'd like to get a motion on the table for the school board resolution, and then we'll continue on with discussion. Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion. I think the first thing is that of the seriousness of this situation and our intent to, I think, as a collective entity, to make certain that our feelings are known, and it is something that has been done by other school boards around the state. And I think that's an important thing to know as well. And I also think that there may be times that we will need to tweak and or add to if other issues come or other situations come forth here in the upcoming session that we need to address. And I think it's very appropriate for us to take a strong stance in this environment. Questions or comments? And I appreciate your input throughout the course of the day today. That was helpful as well.
Is this being sent to specific legislators, or is it just going down to the State House, to specific committees, or who is it?
Whatever you would recommend. Yeah. Okay. As a board resolution, this is your resolution, and whoever you want me to send it to, I will send it to.
I would send it to everybody that we can send it to. My.
Well, I'm thinking of education committees.
Unless it's
both houses.
States in some way, unless it makes an impact in what it's saying, it's going to mean nothing. That's why I was looking at the individual resolutions. Mm-hmm. And as we talked, I was more comfortable with the individual resolutions because they say something specific about the specific bills. Nothing's wrong with this, but I question even being read by anyone who we want to read it. I question also whether or not we're really stating what we need to state. We're stating something against specific bills, and those bills may in fact be defeated,
right?
But the content of the bills may find themselves in other pieces of legislature. So it's the content of the bills that we need to be very concerned about. That's why this is nice, but to me it's vague and has no impact whatsoever. It will have none.
The general one or the individual one?
This one right here. This one. Yeah, the general one.
Well, the particular names of the bills.
Yeah, I noticed that. But I still
Well, I think the take-home message of this is really the be it therefore resolved at the end. I mean, you can wear as till you're blue in the face, but I think the bottom line of what we want to say, it needs to be concise, it needs to be direct, and it needs to say what we want it to say, which is in here, that we feel strongly that they need to consider this in making their deliberations. And that, to me, is what's important in this message, and I think it's there.
I think it's there if somebody needs it.
Well,
individuals would have more of an impact.
I guess that's,
I don't think it's time to be polite right now.
Well, so, the reason for the individual resolutions was because there are specific things in each of those bills that I think are going to be very detrimental to public education if they stay in their current form in any bill. And that's what many of us are worried about, and what you're going to see across the state are school boards taking a very strong stance with regards to each of these particular bills and what they're asking the changes to be in public education. And, you know, I appreciate both perspectives, but the purpose of the individual resolutions was to make it very clear what the issues are with each of those individual bills and why they aren't good for public education.
So is it either or both?
It's at your discretion. This is a board resolution, and so I'm following.
The revised version is what we're contemplating.
Well, see, I was under the impression that we were going to do E1 through E8.
Well, E1 is the revision of the eight at this point. I mean, it doesn't mean we can't. That was the intent. Maybe not made that very clear, but.
Well, and that doesn't mean you can't go back to the individual resolutions. You know, as with anything, maybe you need more time to talk, debate, consider with regards to this. And maybe the way to do this is you take the general resolution and then we come back and visit each of the individual resolutions with more discussion.
Yeah, my concern on that is the timing. I mean, is the train going to have left the station by the time we can deal with
it's
it
almost
again?
To the end of the...
It's
getting
there. And as I was telling Alan when I met on Friday for a brief time with the School Boards Association and with Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett's philosophy is that he is not the superintendent of public instruction. He is the superintendent of education for the public.
Interesting.
And because he had said something about how he was really under a lot of pressure from all the charter people. And I said, wait a minute. I asked him to explain that a little bit. And I said, but you are the superintendent of public education. Oh, no, that's not the way he interprets that. He is not the superintendent for public schools. He is the superintendent of education for the public.
That's scary.
It was very scary.
Yeah.
So that I'm for making as much impact as we can possibly make. We have a good reputation, and I think our good reputation would serve us well to speak strongly against something. But I'll go with the what the majority of the board wants to do with this. I know it seems harsh.
I'm not as concerned about the harshness. I was concerned about the brevity and the consistency in the way it was written. In all honesty,
okay.
That was my take on it. Is it? But that's my view.
And my opinion of the individual resolutions that we were given as originally set forth. I talked with Alan about this today. I really didn't feel that I could necessarily support them as written because I felt that they contained, in part, areas of that were intentionally just inflammatory rhetoric. And I don't think...
Like what? Tell me where.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily something I want to discuss in detail
right
now. Because it's inflammatory rhetoric, I think it doesn't belong on record. And there are things that were stated in this that I don't think were substantiated. There are opinions put forth as if they were fact. And a board resolution isn't just some, you know, random emotional ranting. And I felt that parts of this were. There are very legitimate parts of these things that needed, the points that needed to be made. But there were parts of this that really concerned me, and that was really why I called. And I apologize that this was today, because I know this is all really kind of last minute, so that's part of the problem tonight. Anyway, I mean, that's just my opinion. I was uncomfortable with the way these were worded. I thought some of the things that were said were just frankly not fair and unable to be substantiated. There were statements made that you couldn't prove one way or the other. It was completely subjective statements about, you know, how decisions are being made in private schools and those sorts of things. That doesn't belong in something that we're going to vote on as a board. You know, if we're going to resolve, you know, whereas this is true, and this is true, then these things that we're saying are true, have to be substantiated truths before we come to our therefore be it resolved section. It can't be based on any subjective, opinionated, partisan, emotional feelings about an issue. And that was the parts that I did not really care for in some of these things.
And as much as we may want them to be so, then,
absolutely.
That was a concern of mine as well. Brian?
Well, I was. You said it eloquently, is exactly what my thought was. And I wanted to make sure that as the board signs a document, that we can back it up with true facts. And I thought that some of the wording left us open to, you know, at some point have to justify why we signed the resolution if it isn't true facts.
Rocky? Did you write these, or did they come from a source?
They came from another school district that has been investigating these issues and used data to put the resolutions together. And I took them to our school district and then put in the numbers that fit for us with regards to how much funding we're going to lose and the funding formula with regards to the other things that are impacting our school district. And so that's how I came across these and started using them.
Other comments? I think it's important that we're together on this as much as possible, certainly. Yet, maybe at least offering an ability to come back and visit some of this may make some sense, and that I can see making sense. But I also think that we need to have something now that at least states our intention and our sincerity in this situation. Because again, by March, even if we wait till March the 23rd, this may all be passed.
I agree, and I mean, that being said, what I just talked about, the individual resolutions and some of the statements in there, I feel that this revised document has some very important points in it that need to be made. And I think that, you know, these are all statements that I personally can stand behind. I agree 100% with the content of this, that these are legitimate concerns that we as public, publicly elected officials who are, you know, our task is to, we've been tasked by our constituents to act as stewards to the best of our abilities to protect our school corporation both fiscally and academically. And I think that all of these things are very close to us in our concerns. And I think these address a lot of the issues. You know, it may not address everyone's issue all the way, but I think that what's on here is very legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Will we be able to come back in 2 weeks and revisit individual resolutions if we so desire?
I don't know why we can't.
Okay. 2 weeks is not too late.
that's the rub. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Well, and they're offered with that. They're offered with these have to be a board resolution decided by the board. The documents were tweaked that I felt comfortable with the language in there, even if it was subjective or objective. I guess just from living this day to day, I see the impact that these things are having on our school district, and I've been with the legislators, I've been downstate testifying, I've seen the data. So the things that I felt were important were in there, but it has to be a board, it has to be a board-driven scenario, and you have to feel comfortable with it. So I guess I told Alan, whatever the pleasure of the board is, and that's I'm here to serve you. So if you need more data, if you need more time, if you need more opportunity for discussion, you know, I think all of those are very valid points.
Well, I suppose that as a board, to forward this resolution to whomever, and as individuals, if we chose to use some of the information in the specific resolutions to individually contact, but we need to make an impact if we're going to try to make an impact.
All right, motion's on the table to accept this board resolution. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Yeah, motion carries. All right, let's move on to item 8, approval of the revised 6-year plan of study. Mary Beth,
in your packet is the 6-year committee. Administration have tentatively agreed to Mary Beth Boyd's 6-year plan of study. We're recommending your approval.
Okay.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion at all, Mary Beth. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. On to the field trips, out-of-state field trips, Wednesday, March 23rd, and French exchange program to Chicago.
Pleased to recommend your approval of 2 field trips that have yet to happen.
Yeah. And the second one.
Wednesday, March 23rd, to Chicago, Illinois, to the Art Institute for the French exchange program, and Monday, April 11th, fifth grade classes to Shedd Aquarium and Field Museum.
Mr. Bittner, second by Mrs. Sprouse. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Information to the board. I don't really have anything else. We do have our vote, which we'll have at the end of the meeting, talk about our next work session and our schedule upcoming, but I don't think anything else from that standpoint. Revised personnel report.
Recommending your approval of the personnel listed under the revised personnel report.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Stringer. Discussion of any kind? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Accounts payable vouchers.
You mean the docket here?
The docket.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a way. When you look at that, you're still trying to consolidate down, so there's not so many pages. I mean, for example, when we're paying like a health claim, I mean, it breaks a bunch of accounts down. That's because it's paid from different account lines. But like we pay the Anthem, I like to consolidate that into one amount to Anthem Insurance, and that might kind of clean up some of this. So I'm working with our software company to see how we can do that. But
And we got $1.5 million to pay two payrolls and other accounts payable. I just want to point out one thing. We had kind of a large repair bill on our tractor that Larry had to put a new clutch in. It was $5,600 on page 13, if you've seen that. Machinery sale, I think Larry said the clutch went out on it, so we have an unusual repair bill we had.
Is that a big tractor?
No, I don't know. Larry, how old is that tractor?
Where have you been driving that tractor?
9 years. Yeah. No,
okay. Tractor pulls.
Turn on that clutch. So I have to share with you guys, when I was reading this, I just kind of was skimming through this and I saw mileage, Diane Sauter, $21,420, and then Sam's Club. I was like, oh, wait a minute, I reversed that.
Mileage has really gone up.
I think we need a motion on that.
The 21
approval. Moved by Mr. Molly, second by Mrs. Roush. Any additional questions or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of paying our bill, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none. The motion carries. Board and superintendent reports. I'll just go around the horn here if we can. Just anything that you have in particular, Mrs. Roush.
Well, we all know what's going on legislatively. I don't know when Democrats are going to return. If they are going to return, and what I've heard today is they don't plan on returning for the remainder of the session. So,
micromanage.
Whether or not. We'll see what happens. Yes, we haven't.
This morning there's no attendance because of the Big Ten tournament.
Which we have plenty of time for the rest of the
summer.
Right, so we might be going to the summer. The West Lafayette Council met Monday, and just a couple of highlights. Freshmen's Arthie Curry, did I get that? Mm-hmm. And Augustina De La Puente were honored for a two-week pilot program that they did at the high school where they separated food waste from other and took it to Purdue for recycling. And so they got an award from the mayor on that, so I thought that was really neat. One of the things that I think we should probably I'm going to take a closer look at, I don't know if you've talked to the mayor about this, there is an ordinance that was proposed, and what it does is it sets up a historic preservation commission. I don't know if you've talked to him about it and if you want me to follow up with him. An example would be if Hills and Dales became a historic district, our school would fall in that historic district, and then how does that affect our ability to like put an electronic sign or any kind of, so I, with your permission, I'll follow up with that just to see kind of how this would play out as far as our schools go. So
I think we should be historical.
And I threw this all together. They did a report on growth, housing growth, and I'll just give you this tidbit because this is interesting. Back in 1976, 57% of the homes in West Lafayette were home ownership. In 2000, it was 32%.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was.
That's big.
Yeah, there's a huge drop in single family versus multifamily. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. Keep a close eye on that report.
Okay.
That's it.
Is Sam saying
anything? Yeah, just that you all know West Side did awesomely at the science fair.
Yes.
Yes, they did. And Mr. Overly won the teacher award.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Had a nice little trophy, and there's several kids that are going to the guess it's the state.
It is.
The one in Indianapolis this year. So we were well represented. Oh, and Miss Anderson.
Miss Anderson, C elementary.
Yes, Miss Anderson for the elementary, mm-hmm. and then Mr. Overwood, one for the senior teacher. And we had most of, I have to say, in my opinion, most of the top prizes. So there you go.
I love it.
I thought it was top elementary, too.
That's right.
We were proud of that.
Yes, it was awesome.
Great. Did you have to read all that out on the announcements?
We did, and we had two pages of award winners, and so we did it over 2 days and announced all the great things that were happening.
It was great. Did they send you guys a copy of the picture they took at the end? They had all the kids and the teachers all in a big group.
Oh. I don't know if Sherry has it, but I didn't.
You should try to find a copy of that.
That's neat.
I'll try and get you
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already talked to you about my friend Tony. as far as your calendars go, whoever's going to ISBA or NSBA, on the 10th, there's the ISBA Indiana reception from 4:30 until 6, so kind of put that on your calendars when we are out in California.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The negotiations, Rocky, you can talk about that, or Brad?
Sure.
I'm at the foundation.
The foundation. That was terrific. That was terrific. Brian needs to talk about the foundation, though.
But I thought you did a fine job of hawking the...
I hawked those braces.
I don't want to give you a derogatory term, but you were a working girl.
I was. The little bracelets that blinked. Mm-hmm. You know, Hallie had all these great bracelets, and people weren't buying them, and she'd kind of hold them up. So I went around and said, here, buy one.
Here. Mm-hmm.
Buy one.
Very good sell.
Shame works well.
That's right. What's your problem? Buy one.
Yeah. And not just the board members of Ross or I'm here in Ross. Anything you'd like to report on besides Purdue basketball? But we'll talk about that later. Dr. Miller, anything from your end?
I had some wonderful response to the article that I wrote.
Yeah,
good. In the journal area. On both sides of the political fence.
Mm. And that was in
positive.
Monday's paper.
All positive.
Monday's paper or Tuesday?
It was Monday.
It was very well done.
Thank you for the help that I received from you and Diane, Rocky. I certainly didn't want to put anything out to the public that would reflect.
Well done. Very well done. Mr. Marley, anything on your end?
I can't talk about it.
It's secret.
I have knowledge, but I can't.
Honest,
I really know something.
Sometimes things
I should have done that in school.
But I can't tell you.
Yeah, Russ Lockett Foundation Board will meet tomorrow, so we didn't nothing really to report from any perspective other than the West Side Story. I thought was a great hit.
Oh.
Holly and the team that she put together did an outstanding job.
They just did a wonderful job.
Reaching out to our community, getting engaged, and getting engagement of our community. And, you know, it was well attended.
Yeah.
Very much well attended.
250 people.
250 people. She was shooting for 300. We were
maybe
200. So actually, that 50 was a plus and a gain for us. I thought the event was well organized also.
Mm-hmm.
The food was good. The food courts were good. And the entertainment afterwards was enjoyable. So I hope we continue to do that event because I thought it was a great community, West Lafayette community gathering. And it was fun going from table to table and I guess hobnobbing is what I call it. Just for people I hadn't seen in a while. And so it was, on a personal level, it was a lot of fun also.
Yeah,
the Tip Canoe Foundation, we meet this month. We didn't have a meeting last month, so there really is nothing to report there. Yeah. Them working on their annual fundraiser also, for more to find out.
All right. Karen?
Park Board, I will continue serving as president for the 2011 calendar year.
Okay, good.
second and third grade basketball program has wrapped up. That was again led by Greg Tudor. We have 104 children. Mm-hmm. The ice skating rink last day was last Sunday. And upcoming events in end of April, on April 30th, Saturday at 9 a.m., Cooper Rider Memorial 5K run out at Cumberland Park again. So get your running shoes out. I attended the community council meeting on Monday, February 14th. Highlight from that was junior high annually has the math counts competition, and for the first year, well, that competition is open for 6th to 8th graders, and for the first year, a Happy Hollow team of 6th graders participated, and the Happy Hollow team placed 3rd in the regional competition and will advance to the state competition this Saturday. And then an individual, Arjun Ramani, 6th grader, placed 9th, and he advances as an individual. And then the junior high team, they placed 1st as a team, and then they placed 1st and 2nd as individuals, and they also advanced. So kudos to all those people. Mm.
Great.
And then Mike Pickett updated us on a lot of new construction plans for Purdue. You've seen in the paper Wang Hall, and then Bailey Hall Performing Center, also along Northwestern. Kathy Whalen, a vacated fraternity house there in the corner of Northwestern. So some construction impacting our community.
Thank you.
Can I think it's canceled for this month, community council. I'm assuming since it's spring break Monday, we're I'm off the list.
I think it's not till
April. Good, because I was going to have to beg somebody to go. I think I might make it for April. Okay.
Communication from the audience.
I would just like to share that tomorrow our math bowl team is competing in Pioneer Elementary. So I look forward to hearing how they do there. They've been practicing hard and working well as a team. So
they'll win.
I can see that. Go
ahead. Anything else?
I think Margaret is also speaking. Aren't you speaking tomorrow to the Kiwanis Club? On your topic is bullying.
Yes.
Mm. So I think they'll find that. Yes, I spoke last week just on general issues in education. So.
Standing.
The Thursday noon group meets every Thursday. And they nod and some nod off. Yeah. And then when they wake up, they nod and like, oh, what?
And they are right there.
They are. They're right there.
All right, future meetings, March 23rd, work session at 6:30, April 13th, regular board meeting, and then April 27th, work session, and I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So
moved by Mrs. Rouse, second by Mr. Marley. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. None. Let's get some things to sign.